Good evening. My name's Garland Nixon, and you're listening to News Views here on WPFW 89.3 FM. And if I'm not mistaken, somewhere on the phone, there is Mark Levine. Are you there, Mark?
I'm here.
Yes. And the show is on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. We have various guests. We talk about politics. And we the views part is you. What we do is give you the opportunity to call in and be a part of News Views. But right now, before we kind of get started talking about anything, we've got important things to talk about. And the first important thing that we need to talk about is WPFW. As you probably know if you've been listening, we're in the fund drive right now. And this is important. Let me tell you why. You know, I was reading an article recently that said the Koch brothers alone spent more money in advertising than every union member in America combined, two people. There are people now who are far right wings, who are libertarians, who are anti-progressive, who are putting out a lot of money to get their message out. And WPFW is here getting a very important message out and getting an honest message out. And I need your help to stay on the air. The number is 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739. You know, it takes about $100,000 a month to run this station. We are funded by our listeners, and you know, only about 8% of our listeners actually pledge and pay any money. And we have a great we've got a great premium. And let me tell you about this, and I'm going to play some of it. And then I'm going to ask Mark his thoughts on it. Mark, I know I'm running off, but of course we've got to talk to our people about the importance of sustaining WPFW as a part of the community. The name of the DVD is called How Racism Harms White Americans. It's by John H. Bracey. Now, I am hearing big things. I'm hearing good things. I'm hearing a lot of people say that they really love this DVD. I know I do. The number is 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, How Racism Harms White Americans DVD. $75. I'm asking for a $75 donation. And the premium will be a great DVD from John H. Bracey called How Racism Harms White Americans. Mark.
Well, I've long believed that racism harms white Americans. It's something I talk about a lot on the show. I mean, racism harms everyone. Because what it does is it divides us. It causes us to see each other as a skin color rather than as a human being. And absolutely, that harms white Americans because racist whites are not open to the full panoply of humanity. I mean, not just blacks, but also, you know, Asians or Latinos or anyone else that they're racist against. And what that means is that the world is kind of closed to them. I mean, when you think about a racist person, they're a very sorry individual. There's someone who very much lives in their own little world and ignorant of things outside it. So I think racism is very dangerous. One of the things that I also firmly believe when it comes to college education is that you can't learn what the real world is like unless you have a bunch of diverse people in your classroom with you. There are white people who don't believe that someone gets stopped for driving while black, but that's only because they don't know any black people. There's no white person who knows black people that believes that's not true. So I think racism harms whites in a number of different ways. But I'm curious to hear what your author has to say. He's probably just telling some things I haven't thought of.
Oh, absolutely. And he has some tidbits from history. We're going to actually play a little bit of it in a few minutes so that our listeners can get an idea. It's called How Racism Harms White America by John H. Bracey, White Americans. And we're asking $75 from our listeners to help sustain WPFW, to help keep us on the air. The number is 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. And the other part, Mark, that's important that our listeners should think about is the issue of policy. One of the things that many people are confused about is why sometimes people seem to, you know, and it's said, I'm a progressive, so I would believe that on the left over here, that many white Southerners, which 9 of the 10 poorest states in America, 9 yeah. of the 10 poorest states in America are red states. And many white Southerners vote to cut off their neck despite their face. They vote to cut food stamps. And 6 of the 10 states of the 10 states with the highest percentage of their citizens using food stamps, 6 of those 10 excuse me, now seven now, seven of those 10 are Southerners. So, you know, there are many people such as me, I'll ask how you feel about it, who believe that within this, the Southern culture, there is an air of racism that contributes to people seeing, you know, you're a transmission mechanic making $30,000 a year, and there's a Republican over here on Wall Street making, you know, $30 million a year, and they see themselves as economic and social brethren because of the color of their skin all too frequently, I would argue. What are your thoughts on that, Mark?
I think racism causes poverty. You know, it's interesting. If you look back at history, and I'm a big history lover, have been, and you look at some of the progressive movements of the turn of the 20th century, you look at the Progressive Party, which existed at that time, or Democrats like William Jennings Bryan, who had powerful messages of looking out for the underclass, looking out for poor people, but you know what they were? They were racist. And because they were racist, interestingly, they appealed to the South. They appealed to the West. Kansas, Nebraska, these were the progressive states. You wouldn't consider them very progressive today. But the reason is, I would argue, because at that time, it was seen as poor whites against rich whites. And then the poor whites were actually the progressive movement, but they didn't include blacks. And once black folk came aboard in the 1960s, I'm sorry to say, a lot of these progressive Democrats turned out to become Republicans. So they didn't vote for their economic interest. They basically voted against their own interest because they were more racist than they cared about their own economic interest. And so I actually think that racism causes white Americans to live in poverty.
There is no doubt. The name of the DVD, we're asking $75. The DVD is How Racism Harms White Americans by John H. Bracey, who is himself a black man. We're going to, in a few minutes, we're going to listen to a couple minutes of it, so you'll get an idea. But I'm getting great feedback about this thing, How Racism Harms White Americans. It's the DVD. I'm asking $75, 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And remember, we take credit cards. So if you're driving and, you know, you have some place you can pull over or stop or whatever the case may be, call 202-588-9739 and pledge your $75, and you'll get How Racism Harms White Americans by John H. Bracey. You hit the nail on the head. You know, one of the things that a lot of people who don't know the history of Social Security don't know is that initially when FDR was trying to get Social Security through, there was kickback from the South because the whites in the South were afraid that the blacks would get Social Security. So they had to write it in a way to keep blacks from getting Social Security. So they
excluded agricultural workers, yeah, for example. And at that time, that was a large profession of blacks in the South.
Right. Now, the other side of it is this. Nationwide, so blacks in the South, there were railroad workers, I believe, where a lot of black porters, black people worked on the railroad. There were agriculture and domestic workers, because these are the places where black people could get a job and work the most. So most black people that had a job were in these three. But most agriculture workers in America weren't black.
That's true.
Most of them were white. Overwhelmingly, the most were white. I mean, you go through the agricultural states. You go through Kansas, and, you know, fields and fields of corn. You go through Iowa. You drive through New England. Drive around America, and once you get out of the rural areas, you'll find vast swaths of land where you really don't see. You see a lot of farming, but no black people. So, in order to keep black people from getting Social Security because of racism, they wrote it so that a profession that was overwhelmingly white wouldn't be able to get it.
Because in the South, the blacks were sharecroppers, and they were the ones doing the agriculture at that time.
Let's see if Bill – almost forgot. We got Bill Witherspoon here. Bill is running the Bill is running the board over there. He's keeping Mark and I on the air and making things happen. Let me give you the number again, and I'm about to play some of it. You're going to love this. It's called How Racism Harms White Americans. It's a DVD by John H. Bracey. We're asking $75, and the number is 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. And the important thing is that you understand how important, how we need you to help sustain the station as a show. I certainly want you to help sustain my show. So 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, How Racism Harms America. We're asking $75, John H. Bracey. And we've got a special thing happening right now, Mark. What we're going to do is we're going to play one of the tracks. We're going to play one of the very short tracks from this, How Racism Harms White Americans. I'm telling you, I've had this DVD at home. I've watched it several times. It's incredible. You have to have it. Bill.
World War II is an easy example. Blood banks. There are white people that died because they didn't want black blood to save them. You know, here's a country going to fight the Nazis, shipping around Europe with a whole freezer full of white blood, a whole freezer full of black blood. The Asians can't give them no blood because their blood is sneaky and gets in there and messes up things. So there wasn't no Asian blood, right? So you had white blood, you had black blood, and everybody's lugging this blood around. And if you were white and wanted to get a blood transfusion from black people, you had to sign a release form saying that if my life was in danger, I don't mind having some black blood. A lot of white people didn't sign a release. They say they'd rather die than have Negro blood. That's what a bad education would do for you. Right? If you have a school system with no compulsory attendance, no biology, and you think that the world was made in 6 days, then you are dumb enough to let yourself die because you think there's something called black blood. Right? A lot of white people in World War II died with blood flowing out of them with a freezer full of black blood plasma that they refused to take. They'd rather die than have black blood coursing through their veins. That's the cost of racism to white people. Now, of course, some of the smarter ones said, well, you know, no black blood, you know, when I get back, I can always get a transfusion and get it all out of here. Yeah. You know. Well, maybe it'll teach me to tap dance. You know, get rhythm. You know. I mean, this is insane. This is insane. I mean, think of the insanity of lugging chunks of blood around Europe, fighting the Nazis who believe in racial, and you're lugging white blood in one side. Don't get the blood all mixed up. This is insane. It's totally insane. So now we get to the civil rights movement. Oh.
Okay, you're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. You still with us, Mark? Mark still with us? Did we lose
him? I'm here. Yes.
Oh, there we go. There's Mark.
But I didn't hear the tape, unfortunately, so you go on without me.
Okay. Well, it was very interesting. It's unfortunate you couldn't hear it because it's humorous, but it's very, very serious. So you heard that. And now, hearing that little snippet, our listeners know this is really good. This, Mr. Bracey, John Bracey, is hilarious. He's a very funny man. He's a professor at UMass up in Amherst, and he's brilliant, he's funny, and he gets his point across. And the point is not one that's attacking white Americans. It's one that's empathetic to white Americans, saying, you know, look, racism hurts you too. You're hurting yourself too. We're all better off. You know, all ships go up on a rising tide. So the number is 202-588-9739. The name of the DVD is How Racism Harms White Americans, John H. Bracey. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. And Mark, let me fill you in, and for those who might have missed the little snippet of our DVD.
Okay.
Basically, he said during World War II, they had separate freezers for the blood, black blood and white blood. And that if you were white, you had to sign off a release that says, if I get injured and I need blood and they don't have any white blood, then I'll take black blood. Mm. And he said many whites wouldn't sign that. So
they died.
Yeah, a lot of men died, lost their lives.
Wow.
Rather than take black blood. And, you know, it can't get any more direct of harming white Americans than somebody saying, well, I'll die because that blood came from the wrong place.
You know, there are different blood types. There's A and B and O, and of course, those all make a difference on account of race. Blacks of all blood types and whites of all blood types. I wonder how much they knew in the 40s about that. Presumably the scientists knew there was no difference, But racism made the difference.
Yeah, and they had to know, of course, because otherwise they couldn't, you know, they give people the wrong kind of blood and they'd end up, you know, crapped out. But the fact of the matter is, it was reflecting, you know, I mean, there was apartheid in all parts of America. There was apartheid, you know, in schools, in buildings, in public places, and in the hospital. And here's another part about it. Now, once again, the name of the DVD is How Racism Harms White Americans, John H. Bracey. That's what Mark and I are talking about. Another thing that he discusses is, on this video, is the cost. That during segregation, it cost considerably more. Even though the black schools were far inferior from the white schools, it costs considerably more to have two separate school systems than it would have to have one.
You had separate water fountains, you had separate bathrooms. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, separate hotel rooms, separate, I mean, yeah, it's expensive to have separate things for the same people.
Yeah, so now, if you've got a public place and you're building bathrooms, it may be with taxpayer money. You know, you're building bathrooms, you're building four. Two men, two women. So everywhere throughout America, it costs them money. It costs some people their lives. There's been a high cost to white America. The number is 202-588-9739. I'm asking for $75. Name of the DVD by John Bracey is called How Racism Harms White Americans. How Racism Harms White Americans. $75, you get it, and you heard the little snippet a few minutes ago. This is a tremendous DVD. If you get it, you'll watch it, and a lot of your friends will come over to watch it too. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. And Mark and I are actually discussing the issue of how racism harms white Americans. So, Mark. Holy moly, speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
Yes.
Mark is with us now. Before he was with us in spirit, and now he is with us
in the flesh.
In physical form.
In the flesh.
There's the DVD. I'm holding Mark.
Cool.
Look at the DVD.
I've heard of him. I've seen John Bracey. Now that I see a picture of him, I recognize him. I've heard him speak before. Yeah, he's a historian. I don't remember where I heard him, but I definitely recognize him.
Well, you can recognize him because you can get the DVD, How Racism Harms White Americans, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. As I said, you know, the Koch brothers alone right now are spending hundreds of millions of dollars
literally
to do everything they can to further policies that hurt African Americans and poor whites and poor Latinos and poor people.
And middle class people.
And even
middle class people.
Right.
I mean, unless you're a multimillionaire, they're really not helping you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're out there spending tons and tons of money. And of course, you want an alternate source where you can get some news and entertainment. And that's what WPFW is, isn't it, Mark?
It really is. I mean, virtually every other radio station on the planet is a commercial radio station, meaning they have to rely on commercials. They have to rely on corporations. They have to rely on places like Walmart, which, as I recall, Garland, you got a tiny little beef with Walmart that you express virtually every
yes.
show.
Yes, every time you say every time you say the word Walmart, you know, I have a furrowed brow. It's kind of like the old Three Stooges or Bill Cosby thing where they said Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn. Well, that's how I feel every time.
Every time you say Walmart, you see like little bumps on Garland's forehead. He starts breaking out in a rash. Then he wants to kill someone. He said, "Calm down, Garland. Calm down." Talking about Walmart, talking about McDonald's, talking about major corporations, talking about globalization. And you know what? It's kind of hard to talk about them when they're advertising on your show. But they don't do that at WPFW because WPFW relies on you.
That's right. And we rely right now, unfortunately, on only about 8% of you that keep this
station.
Let's make
it 18%.
Let's make it
18%. And then we'll move on to 28%.
Yeah,
because we have regular listeners. We have people that call into the News Views every week. And actually, many of them are contributors. But if you are a regular caller, consider giving a donation. $75, you get How Racism Harms White Americans. But if you can give only $35, you're a member of WPFW. You know what? If you like the show, if you like News Views, or you like, I'm going to give a plug here, my new morning show, the AM Alternative, on Wednesday, 6 to 8 a.m., or you just like the old Raucous Caucus that Garland and I and Terry used to do, if you like what we do, let us know. If you pledge $10, let us know that you like what we do. Although $75 really isn't that much for this great, great DVD, How Racism Harms White Americans. And if you can afford to give more, if you can afford to give, you know, $10 a week or something, that's $500. Let me tell you, we need $100,000 to run the studio. So
yeah, we do have a sustainability program wherein, let's say you right now you're sitting out there thinking, well, I can't give $75. I can give 10 every now and then. Well, they can take your information and just draft $10 a month every month. So every month, or whatever number, it could be 35, it could be 150, it could be 35, 100, whatever you can afford. But $10 a month, I mean, that would be a big help. It's $120 a year. So if you don't have a lot, you can call in. You can join our program that will simply,
you know, even if you call and give $10, yeah, and that's your way of saying you like what you hear on WPFW. You like the talk that we do. You like the jazz that we do. If you like the station and you've listened a lot and it's right there programmed in your car, you push that button all the time. You listen to it, but you've never given. Consider giving us a donation because it's for you. This
it is.
Is
it
for
is
you.
Absolutely. The number once again, 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or 1-800-222-9739. They take credit cards. So if you're in a car, which I know a lot of our listeners are, just all you have to do is call 202-588-9739, and you can pull out the old credit card and help keep WPFW on the air. I mean, if you think about it, why are you listening to WPFW right now? Because in all likelihood, you are tired of the same old radio. You switch around the blog, you know, you go to one station, you hear the same song every 15 minutes. You go to another one, there's Rush Limbaugh. You go to another one, there's Sean Hannity. If you want to listen to anything progressive or any decent jazz, you got to go to WPFW. And don't just take it for granted that we're on the air and that you don't have to give, because anything could happen. It's very expensive to run this radio station. And guess what? The reason you're getting good radio is because we're not taking any money. The reason from corporations, you know, let's face it, as Mark said, if you're taking money from Walmart, you just can't criticize Walmart.
And, you know, Walmart was a big deal right here in D.C., right? There was that huge bill about a living wage bill. It was,
yeah,
it was very close. The council, voted against it, and then the mayor sort of overturned them with a veto, and they didn't have enough to overturn the veto. So that was by one vote. You know, I wonder if commercial stations in D.C. were talking about this, maybe that vote would have been different.
Mark and I were certainly here railing.
Absolutely. We certainly were.
Again, not only against Walmart, but against or in favor of the bill.
But also like the company in West Virginia that poisoned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Freedom Industries.
Freedom's Industries. Yeah. Yeah. Right. A freedom to pollute.
And freedom. And here's the sad part. The freedom to make millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions, to pollute the drinking water for people for many years to come, which will cause many deaths, deformities, all kinds of things potentially. And then the freedom to file bankruptcy.
That way they never have to pay for it.
That if the average person, if you have student loans, you can't get bankruptcy protection from student loans. You can't do what they did. They knew good and well that they were in serious legal jeopardy and that West Virginians were going to sue them, and they knew they were going to have to pay because they knew they were wrong. And they just said, you know, we've made a lot of money and we've screwed up a lot of stuff. Here's what we'll do. We'll simply file bankruptcy and we'll walk away and leave the country holding the bag. You know, if there's anything that has to be done, any cleanups, it'll be in, you know, Environmental Protection Agency Superfund money or something going down there. So the number, once again, 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, to call, to pledge. Ideally, I'd like to get $75, and we've got an outstanding DVD here called How Racism Harms White Americans by John Bracey, and it's a DVD, and he's kind of pretty much given a lecture. Brilliant.
Are we going to hear some more of it?
Yeah, we will. We will hear some more after the 6:30 break.
Okay.
We'll have a little bit more of it to play, to wet the whistle of our
So it's 202-588-9739 if you want to donate. 202-588-WPFW. And, of course, your donations are what keep us on the air. Yeah, Garland and me and everyone at WPFW, they keep Bill Witherspoon employed. We're very glad to have him. They keep that wonderful jazz that goes on. You know, now I've been doing a morning show 6 to 8 a.m. on Wednesdays. I see what they do overnight. I see the people before me who, for 4 hours, from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., these are dedicated volunteers. They don't get paid for this. And they come in and they play wonderful jazz all night long. Imagine 6 to 8 a.m. is early enough for me. I don't want the 2 to 6 a.m. shift. The guy I replaced, but he goes and they work very, very hard, and they do it just for you, really. So you can enjoy, so that when you wake up at 3 a.m. you can't sleep, you can hear some nice pleasant jazz.
Then you've got, I mean, let's face it, you're out at night. You have a lot of cab drivers in Washington, D.C.
That's true. I've noticed a lot whenever I get in a cab. A lot of times they have WPFW playing.
So a lot of them are out, and they have something that they can listen to. And there are a lot of people working the night shift that don't want to listen to garbage Mick radio. And they have the opportunity to listen to WPFW. The number is 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. And ideally, what I would like you to do is pledge $75, and we'll give you this great DVD, How Racism Harms White Americans, by John H. Bracey. We're going to, after the break in a minute or so here, we're going to play a little bit of that. And I think, Mark, one of the things you and I can talk about is how, which would be interesting, how slavery harmed white Americans.
That's actually very interesting. And one of the things I've always brought out, and frankly a lot of whites and blacks don't know this, is how the white Southerners that owned the most slaves tended not to fight in the Confederacy. See, a lot of people don't realize that 3/4 of white people in the South prior to the Civil War did not own slaves. It wasn't like every white person had a slave. It was about 1/4 owned at least one human being, and you know, there were a much smaller number that had the plantations with hundreds and so forth. What that means is that the white Southerners fighting and dying in what is, after all, the most brutal war America's ever fought. More people died in the American Civil War than all of our wars combined. Yep. So you think Vietnam was bad or World War II was bad, the Civil War trumps them all. But 3/4 of the white people fighting for the South didn't own slaves. And here's the part that really is, I don't know, just incredibly ironic and disturbing. There was something called the 20 Negro Rule. Mm-hmm. And if you had 20 or more slaves, you're a very rich person, you didn't have to fight at all. They let you basically stay at home and make sure your slaves don't run away if you're down in the South. So the very, very rich, the people that had the plantations, they didn't fight at all. And the poor schnooks, the white people who've been taught racism and so forth, but really didn't even profit from the plantation system, they were the ones fighting and dying for the South. So this is a very old idea that racism is harming white people.
We're going to take a break. The number, once again, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, which incidentally isn't that WPFW 9739 on the. So at any rate, pledge $75. You'll get How Racism Harms White Americans, a brilliant DVD. Mark and I will be back in a moment, and we're going to play some more, a little bit more of the DVD. How about that? You're back listening to WPFW. Garland Nixon here with
Mark Levine.
And the name of the show is News Views, on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And we need your help to stay on. We need your help to do our thing here on WPFW. We want the air on. And I've got a great DVD. I'm about to play another clip from it, another few minutes. It's called How Racism Harms White Americans, John Bracey. Very, very interesting. And as I said, the thing that you'll find interesting, I've gotten so much positive feedback, is that it's substantive, but he's funny, kind of like Mark and I. I just slipped that in. 202-588-9739. We're asking $75 for this. If you can't give $75, certainly give whatever you can. But we're asking $75, and your premium will be How Racism Harms White Americans, a great DVD. So let's play another clip. We'll give you a couple more minutes of How Racism Harms White Americans, Dr. John Bracey, 202-588-9739, and you can get this DVD. But first, you need to listen to this.
There's a problem before that. There's a study done by Gunnar Myrdal in 1940 called An American Dilemma. And we knew there were problems ahead, because what Myrdal found out is that what black people wanted in rank order was the opposite, the inverse of what white people wanted. The biggest fear of white Americans, overwhelmingly majority of white Americans, their biggest fear was racial amalgamation. Black people barely had that on their list. This was white people's first concern. All of the problems in the world, this is it, amalgamation. Do you want a Negro to marry your daughter? No, no. We think that it's about, can I get a job? Can I go to school? These people are talking about their daughters. How are you going to deal with that? So you start off in the civil rights movement. Okay, we'll start way away from their daughters, right? At the bottom with like kindergarten, and then at higher education where they're grown-ups, right? So the NAACP specifically picked cases that did not confront adolescents, right? How are we to know that white Americans thought that black males came into sexual power when they're about 6 or 7 years old? Right, North Carolina, 1957, the kissing cases. Two black kids, 6 and 7 years old, were indicted for rape for kissing a white kid at a playground in a sandbox. Sentenced, 2 years in jail. And what did Eisenhower say when they talked about integration? He said, well, I wouldn't want my little daughter sitting next to one of those kind of big bucks. He's talking about kindergarten, but big bucks in kindergarten? How are we going to deal with that? Right? How do you approach that as the problem? Right? And so even if you start at the bottom, you know, Little Rock, frenzy of white people coming out, foaming at their mouth, hollering and screaming, throwing stuff at them. Right? But they paid the price of that. If you look at the cities in the South in the 1950s, they had armed and violent, right, attacks on black people. Those cities haven't budged in 40 years. Right? The ones that had armed struggle against black people paid the price, right? You go to Little Rock today, it closes up at 5 o'clock. Nothing's open in downtown Little Rock after 5 o'clock. Nobody moved anything into Little Rock, right? The cities that say, we ain't doing that, Atlanta, Charlotte, now have bank presidencies and all Major League Baseball teams, basketball, you know, all kind of stuff. They're modern cities. Right, because you're not going to move into a place where the workers are going to be fighting each other all the time. Right? If I'm running a corporation, why would I move to Birmingham? Right? With dogs in the street attacking black women. These people are supposed to come to work and make my automobiles. I don't want them fighting in the street. Make a deal of some sort. Right? The ones that didn't have enough brains to understand how to make an accommodation to black people as human beings are suffering for it. Right? It's the cost of racism to white Americans. You know, white people in Birmingham may have loved Bull Connor in 1963. You go to Birmingham today, it still looks like 1963. They paid for that, right? And Mississippi, of course, is one big disaster, and still is. Why would you move into a state with no compulsory school attendance, where the slightest attempt for a black person to take one step is met with murder? Well, you kill a 14-year-old kid, Emmett Till, because a white woman in a grocery store said that he whistled at her, and she went home and told her husband. And he thought the only thing he could do was get two other men and beat this kid's brains out and dump him in a river. What kind of human being is threatened by a 14-year-old kid? If my wife came home and said a 14-year-old kid in the Walmart or in the Macy's or somewhere said something to her, I would say, he obviously has a good taste. I'm not going to get a gun and go looking for him. Right? My sense of myself is not threatened by a 14-year-old. Why is a 14-year-old black man a sexual threat to a grown white man?
Well, Mark, is that great stuff or what?
It is. It's very, very powerful stuff. I did not know that a 7-year-old was put in jail for 2 years for kissing a white girl. That's astonishing.
But something I mentioned earlier makes sense
because
now.
Because they were big bucks. I'm like, how big did the 7-year-old get?
Well, yeah, right. what you were listening to, if you just tuned in, what you were just listening to was a DVD called How Racism Harms White Americans by John Bracey. How Racism Harms White Americans is the DVD. I'm asking $75. I'm asking you to contribute $75. That contribution is tax deductible. So it's a tax-deductible contribution to WPFW. $75 is what we're asking, and you'll get that DVD that you just heard. And trust me, I mean, that's just a few minutes of it. This thing's pretty long. You're going to love this DVD. You'll watch it many times. I know I have. 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or 1-800-222-9739. You know, Mark, one of the things that I said a few minutes ago, I didn't tie. He just made it all make sense. That 9 of the 10 poorest states in America are red states.
Yeah.
If you think about it, Mississippi's
almost always 50th, but maybe sometimes it's 49th.
And it is notorious as the most racist state, where the most violence was, Philadelphia, Mississippi, on and on, where the violence was perpetrated. And it's notorious actually as the most racist state in America. And it's also
I don't
also
know. I sometimes think Alabama is the most racist state in America.
Well, they're fighting it out. That's one and two. Okay, but what he said made sense, didn't it, Mark? That if you've got a corporation and there's so much, there's fighting, there's distrust, there's so much social upheaval going on, why would you want to move your corporation there?
Yeah, absolutely. Although it should be said that there are decent people in Alabama and Mississippi. There are people out there who are not racist, who are trying to change their culture. One of the reasons why I always liked reading The Firm, John Grisham books, here's a man from Mississippi, from Memphis, Tennessee, who writes very persuasively about basically the life of a white liberal in Mississippi. So there are a few of them. I want to be clear about that. But no, there's a lot of dysfunction in the state. I think that it's something that's gone on for, well, thousands of years, tens of thousands of years. You have rich people in control, whether it be kings or presidents or pharaohs, you name it.
Right.
And in order to keep the poor people from rising up, they have to stoke dissension among them. I mean, Garland, you mentioned that 80, and it's a fact, that this is a conjecture, 85 people in the entire world have the same amount of wealth as 3.5 billion people. Mm-hmm. Half of the world's population, the poorest half, have the exact same amount of money, all 3.5 billion, as 85 people. Now, I don't know whether those 85 people have nuclear weapons. I don't care what they have. 3.5 billion people can overtake 85. I think that's pretty clear.
I think they can probably win that
one. I think no matter what mansion they live in, I think no matter what they've got, 3.5 billion.
You know how that was going to end.
Right. So the answer is that the only way that the super wealthy can cause dissension is to take basically poor whites and pit them against poor blacks. In other cultures, it's different cultures. It's not always white and black. In the Jewish culture, for example, one of the things they did is they pitted poor Poles in Poland against the Jews. For the Jews to have a right to live there, they had to basically collect the rents from the poor people. So the Jews couldn't live there unless they collected the rents. They would do that, the poor would rise up, and rather than kill the rich people who started all of this, they'd go and they'd kill the Jews. So this is an old idea. It's happened in every culture. It's not just an American idea. But basically, if the people in power can provoke dissension among those that are not in power, then they can't rise up and take power.
So what we're talking about is the dynamic that exists in many societies. And in America, the criteria is race. And we say it's the color of your skin. It's not even the color of your skin.
No, that's true.
Because cultural. During slavery, particularly, and even now, but during slavery, they said, if there's one drop of black blood, because there are a lot of people, I know black people who, my grandmother, for one of them, who you couldn't tell if they were black or white. You know, she was Creole. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell if she was black or white. So
the infamous case of Plessy v. Ferguson, the case that Brown versus Board of Education overturned, Plessy v. Ferguson was an 1896 case where someone, and I hate to use this term, but it's right there in the decision, so I think it's okay to say it, an octoroon is what they called him. An octoroon was someone who was 1/8 black, 1/8 African, and 7/8 white. And this man, Plessy, who was 1/8 black, wanted to sit on the all-white train, and he felt he looked white and it shouldn't be a problem, and they kicked him out. And his complaint was not that there were separate trains for whites and blacks, but that he, this man who was only 1/8 black, should sit in the white train. That's actually how the suit began.
Right.
I haven't seen pictures of Plessy. I don't know how white or black he looked, but clearly it's not looks, it's cultural.
Yeah, that's what it is. If they consider you black, then that's good. And that's what it is in our society. It's an idea. It is a concept that says And this is the way it worked. Well, Mark had something to
add. Well, I do. I love history. So one of the things that you may not know, Virginia, of course, had its famous...
The Loving Case.
The Loving Case, Loving v. Virginia, which Virginia, like 13 southern states, prohibited interracial marriage. And the Loving v. Virginia case in 1967 overturned that. And by the way, just real quick, Virginia has actually come around full circle. And just this morning, I believe.
That's right. Marriage
just this
equality.
Morning... Virginia said, it wasn't Virginia, it was a federal court in Virginia, said that Virginia's laws prohibiting gay people from marrying were also unconstitutional. So good for that federal court.
Right.
Virginia, which is one of the most backward states in terms of miscegenation laws, race mixing laws, is, at least by court order, one of the most forward states, along with such fast forward states as Utah and Oklahoma,
right.
Which because that's the power of the federal courts. I just had to throw that in. But the thing I want to tell you about Virginia's race mixing statute, and if you've read Loving v. Virginia, it's right there in a footnote that in some ways is more intriguing than the case itself. So Virginia had a problem. You see, many of the richest white families in Virginia were descendants of Pocahontas, the Indian princess, American Native American princess, because she had married John Smith, the white guy who was one of the early colonists. So some of the finest, longest-standing white families of Virginia had some Native American blood. They were descendants of Pocahontas. Well,
they were impure as the Tea Party.
No, but the Virginians' high society couldn't knock out their highest society. These are the richest families in Virginia.
Absolutely.
These are the plantation elders. These are the descendants of the first
white families. This is the top 1/4 of 1%
of Virginia. So they had in the statute that you couldn't be, I forget whether it's in the 1/8 or 1/16 black, but you could have 1/16 or less Native American blood, and that was to exempt the people who were descendants of the Pocahontas. And that was right there in the Virginia statute, which just tells you that it's got nothing to do with blood and all to do with racism.
That's right. Once again, the number is 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. How Racism Harms White Americans. And that is the DVD. We're asking $75. We're asking you to contribute to help keep WPFW on there. You know, we're here. We're volunteers. We do this because we're true believers, Mark and I.
That's
we're
true.
True believers. I'm a true believer. I always tell people, you know, I'm a suit and tie guy, but I'm a lot, you know, if they don't know my politics, I'm a lot further left than I look. I'm way over there on the left. But you know, I put a bow and a package on it. But at any rate,
you are proud progressive.
I am very proud progressive. You couldn't get any more proud than me. How Racism Harms White Americans is the DVD. You heard a little bit of it. It was great. It's awesome. It's funny. That's what I like about it, Mark. It is the guy's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. How Racism Harms White Americans. But listen to this. In this day and age, now we're not talking about a time in the past. I've got an article right here from, I believe it's today. There is a pastor in Tennessee at the Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ. Would you like to hear what he says, Mark?
I'm a little worried because Tennessee is my home state, and I just have a feeling I'm not going to like this guy.
Brother Donnie Reagan of the Happy Valley Church, in a video in 2013 published by the blog on Thursday, Brother Reagan rails against interracial marriage and race mix and mixed race children, calling the marriage not right and wondering why we can't leave segregation alone.
When did he say this?
I guess last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
Yeah. Today.
Okay, this wasn't 1953.
No.
This was last Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't 1913,
yeah.
1914.
1813.
No, it was 19. It was 2000. Okay. Wow. So he says, listen to this, and this is important. He's reading from a prepared text.
Okay.
He wrote this with the intent to read it, and it says, there is a move in the message of blacks marrying white, whites marrying blacks, Reagan explains. And folks think that it's all right, but you know, my God still has nationalities outside the city, to the amens of his congregation. Brother Reagan read, hybriding, oh how terrible, they hybrid the people. You know, it's a big molding pot. I've got hundreds of precious colored friends that's born again Christians, but on this line of segregation, hybriding the people. Tell me what fine-cultured, fine-Christian colored woman would want her baby to be a mulatto by a white man. No, sir, it's not right. Reagan also told his congregation that if God wanted a man, brown, black, white, whatever color, he wanted him, that's God's creation. That's the way he wanted it. That's the Happy Valley Church of Jesus Christ in Johnson City, Tennessee. The pastor.
Let me tell you about Johnson City, Tennessee. I don't know, well, you know, Tennessee geography. but I am a Tennessean. Johnson, Tennessee, City, Tennessee is in the far northeast corner of the state. It's in the heart of Appalachia. This is some of the poorest area of Tennessee. And there are not many blacks in Johnson City.
Right.
I mean, a lot of blacks in Memphis, a lot of blacks in Nashville. Johnson City, Tennessee is a pretty white place. In fact, the white people of eastern Tennessee generally didn't own slaves. So this is fascinating to me because this preacher is basically living in a very poor, pretty much all-white area, and yet he's caring more about racism than he is about helping the poor people of Tennessee get, health care under the Affordable Care Act, for example. So he's actually putting his own white people down in service to racism.
Well, the name of the DVD is How Racism Harms White Americans. It's Dr. John Bracey asking $75, How Racism Harms White Americans, 202-588-9739. And this is in a line with what Dr. Bracey said when he said, during times when, there were difficult economic times, and when they did a poll with white Americans, they said their number one fear was racial amalgamation. It wasn't that I'm good.
I don't have a job.
Right. We talk about the heart of Appalachia where, coal mining ain't what it used to be, so they don't have a lot of money. You got a lot of people there who are getting government, services, food stamps, etc. And his big issue that he has to preach fire and brimstone to every Sunday is the mixing of blacks and whites. And just as Mark said, that's how they keep him from joining forces with the black
people to fight the Latino oppression
say, guess what? These wealthy people are, leaving us poor. We don't have any food. Let's get together and let's work on policies that'll help us. The number's 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. I'm asking $75. The DVD is called How Racism Harms White Americans, and Mark and I have been talking about that for this show. And it's by Dr. John Bracey. Played a little bit of it. You're going to love it. You're going to love the DVD, How Racism Harms White Americans. Do me a favor. You don't drink a glass of milk because you'll be spitting it out of your nose halfway through, and it'll be all over everything. And we don't like that picture in our mind of drinking milk and, there could be somebody in the room that would be kind of embarrassing.
Are we going to hear some more?
Want to hear some more?
Let's do it.
That's good. We're going to hear a little bit more. Show's almost over. So we got a few more minutes. 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. And you can get this.
Why does he think that's a sexual threat? That your wife is going to run off with a 14-year-old? And that's the tension under, do you want your daughter to marry a Negro? Because if your daughter's a grown-up, which is to say if women are free and can make choices, right, and black men are free to make choices, then your daughter can say no, right? She's a grown-up. Groups don't marry, people marry. But if, in fact, you are afraid that your daughter really wants these Negroes because of what you've said about them as stereotypes, then your daughter might say yes. And then ain't nobody left, right? That is why today all of the white women and all of the black people are in the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party is left with a bunch of white men talking about how come the women ain't home doing homeschooling and baking brownies, and why they having birth control if they ain't having sex. Right? That's where that comes from. That's the perfect storm, right? An intelligent white woman stands up and says, I want the right to have birth control. White men said, no, no, no. She's having sex. What? Ain't none of your business. Right? What is the solution? Take away the right to have birth control so they cannot control their own bodies, get them back into the home, and try to restore order. It's not going to happen. Right? But the cost and damage to this country, while they attempt to do that, is going to be severe. Battles that people thought they had won a long time ago are now being lost again. You got to fight them all over again. Right? Because those twin pillars, of white supremacy and patriarchy are both moving out from under white males, And the cost to the country as a whole, if we don't deal with that, is going to be severe, tremendously severe, right? So we're pretty much down to the present. What are we going to do?
There we go. Once again, Dr. Bracey, the name of the DVD, How Racism Harms White America.
And on the DVD, if you get it, he talks a lot about President Obama and the specific white racist reaction to President Obama.
Yes.
That's actually where he starts and ends it. So it's not just history, though I love history. He brings it up to today, but you got to get the DVD to hear that.
You got to get the DVD. We're asking $75. You heard that. That's really good stuff. You're going to love it. 202-588-9739. You know, I like humor. Mark and I make a lot of jokes. I like to be amused. I like, you know, see, he's talking about serious stuff, but he has a little fun. He enjoys it. So you'll love the DVD. It's called How Racism Harms White Americans, John Bracey. This is one you have got to have, and you'll watch it more than once. 202-588-9739.
Now again, this is not, you know, none of the money goes, he donated this, right, John Bracey. This is not, he doesn't get this DVD.
I don't know how that all, I don't know how it works.
But the point is, the vast majority of it goes to WPFW. It keeps us on the air. We are a non-commercial station. This is something that, well, you listen to us now, you listen to the station, maybe you ought to give just a little bit of support.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we're here because we really believe in WPFW. We really believe in the mission. Me, because of, you know, the things that I've seen in my life, the things that I've been through in my life, and the history that I know about what has happened in America makes me want to see a better America that's fair and equal for everyone. You know, a better world, but America. And the only way that you can have fairness is to have a fair message. Well, right now, after Citizens United, the message is, the money message is the top 0.1%. They're flooding the airwaves. So keep WPFW on the air. It's our only hope, Mark. Our only hope is PFW. The phone number, 202-588-9739. I'm asking $75, and the DVD is How Racism Harms White Americans, John Bracey. But if you don't have $75, if you've got $35,
yeah, just make a donation. Support the station.
Call. We'll just take your credit card out and call WPFW, and just, you can make the pledge right over the phone, no problem. Whatever credit card you got, we'll handle it. You can actually go on our website. If you're driving right now and you can't, you can call later, or you can go on our website and you can donate right on the website. But I do ask you to do
what
you need to do.
Be careful in the snow.
Let me give you the number again. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. 202-588-9739. Mark, if they want to get in touch with you?
Go to Mark at marklevinetalk.com. I'm going to have a new website very soon, but I'm going to save that to announce till next week.
Okay, and garlandin@gmail.com. It's Garland in the first letter of my last name, which is Nixon. So it's garlandin@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm at Garland Nixon on Twitter. So I look forward to hearing from you. garlandin@gmail.com. 202-588-9739.
Thank you.
202-588-9739. Thank you.